You're listening to The FWAT Show, episode 304 for June 8th, 2016. Outrageous! Are you ready for your 10-minute news burst? I'm your host, Rob Steele, and this is The FWAT Show. A number of sources are claiming that Hillary Clinton has won the nomination to become the President of the United States if you vote Democrat this November, and this coming even before all the primaries that happened on Tuesday. Now, while I do find it rather odd that it was the GOP that was complaining about voter fraud over the past couple of years, and it seems to be the Democrats who have had the most issues with it, well, most issues since that whole dangling Chad thing in Florida, you know what? Fine. Congratulations to Hillary. And despite all the issues that are going on with her between her email and Benghazi and which superdelegates decided not to do their jobs and whatever the hell else the press want to throw at her, even if all of that is true and she is the despicable, horrible, hateful person that everyone in the press seems to think she is, she's still better than Trump and has my vote. Actually, if you value America at all, yes, Bernie people, I'm speaking to you too, she should have yours as well, because, like I said, even if she is despicable, she's better than Trump, who is just stone fuck nuts. I'm sure we'll get to him later. But speaking of Benghazi, which is something I'd really love to stop doing, but I've got a feeling we're going to have to be hearing about that for at least another 5 years, which is about 6 years too long. I'm doing the math right. Something came up about Benghazi again because of a guy named Wayne Simmons, who said he was a national security expert who spent 27 years working for the CIA, and that Clinton is guilty of what happened at Benghazi, and it's all Obama's fault. I'm sure you've seen him on Fox News if you bother to watch Fox News. However, there was an investigation into Wayne Simmons. And it turns out that those 27 years he spent working for the CIA were not 27 years he spent working for the CIA, and he has now pleaded guilty to fraud. Yet another person to come out and say, hey, look, all that crap at Benghazi? Yeah, it's not really their fault. I'm amazed that I don't hear enough people saying, hey, the people who attacked, let's blame them. Yeah, I've never actually heard that, but I digress. One of the other things that Wayne said was that if we don't buck up our defenses, we're going to have 9/11 happen all over the place every single day, and things are going to be horrible. And you know what? One, no, that's not going to happen. And two, I love that someone did the math on this. To match the 2015 death toll of Americans killed in America by gun violence, we would need September 11 to happen 18 times. I think that's a spectacular number. And just goes to show that, yes, we probably do need to do something about gun control in the country. By the way, Benghazi, 4 people were killed in a war zone, and 10 people were killed in Flint, Michigan, which, by the way, still does not have clean water. But I would like to point out that Benghazi, right? By dragging this crap out this long, you're basically just making everyone resent the 4 guys who died there. You remember that whole rest in peace thing? Let them rest in peace. There's nothing left to investigate. Let's move on. Speaking of investigating, and if you haven't heard this yet, what rock do you live under? There's a swimmer who goes to Stanford University. Well, he did. His name is Brock Allen Turner. And you know what he did that was really bad recently? He was discovered raping an unconscious woman behind a dumpster. That's not a good thing. You know, I suppose the good part is captured by the police, you know, arrested and everything. That's good. However, when he was brought before the court back on June 3rd, the judge determined that because Brock Allen Turner is only 20 years old and has no criminal history, quote, a prison sentence would have a severe impact on him, unquote. Well, yeah, he raped someone. He should get a prison sentence. And yet, didn't. 6 months in jail. That's all he's getting. 6 months in jail plus probation. Ooh, probation. Seriously? This is raping an unconscious woman, and that's all he gets. Now, something that goes along with this story. We apparently can't do anything else with Brock Allen Turner. See, I'm kind of driving that name home so that people will remember it, so that you'll know, don't hire this Seriously. Ever. If the court can't punish him, seriously, what else can we do with him? But here's somebody who needs to have some punishment done unto him. That would be a guy named Judge Aaron Persky. There is already a campaign going to have him removed from the bench. There's a number of places you can sign this online. Go look for him and sign him. This guy doesn't need to be on the bench. And the best quote I've heard about this so far, just to throw this in, quote, "If someone's a rapist and an athlete, they're not an athlete who made a mistake. They're a criminal who can also swim." Throw in a little news from the GOP side of the House. Paul Ryan admitted, kind of accidentally, that the Republican Party is a bit racist, but he would rather have a racist president who will pass their policies than Hillary Clinton in office. Wow. Really? There's quotes about that all online. I'm not going to put any of his quotes in my show because, frankly, I still think he looks like Gollum, and that's creepy. Somebody else who, of course, likes to say things that don't make any sense, Donald J. Trump, because he's the Republican candidate this year, apparently, tweeted a couple things that don't quite make sense. In consecutive tweets, he said, quote, "Obama said in his speech that Muslims are our sports heroes. What sport is he talking about and who? Is Obama profiling?" He followed that up with, "Muhammad Ali is dead at 74, a truly great champion and wonderful guy. He will be missed by all." Donnie, did you miss that Muhammad Ali was a Muslim? And are you really trying to work both sides of the fence on this? Couple of interesting giveaways that are going on right now. Chile,
the country, not the food,
is producing so much solar power right now, no one has to pay for electricity in the entire country. Right now, the only issue they're having is, how are they going to raise the money to upgrade their solar panels when they need to? Because right now, they can't charge anyone for electricity. It's too free. Boy, isn't that a much better problem than high electricity bills and trying to figure out what to do when we run out of coal. Another nifty giveaway came from John Oliver, who decided to start a debt collection company. Yeah, on his show Last Week Tonight, which is a great show, check it out, he got into a debt collection business where he discovered that he can buy $15 million worth of medical debt for about $60,000. So he did. But rather than have people start calling and harassing up people to get the money for the bills that they didn't pay, he decided to do the right thing and forgive the debt. Got on his show, pushed a big red button, and poof, $15 million giveaway. Now these people no longer have medical debt. That is something that needs to be done a hell of a lot more often in this country. Of course, he says he did it because it was the right thing to do, and also because he wanted to have the biggest giveaway in television history. Yes, he surpassed Oprah's You Get a Car and You Get a Car. He gave away $15 million worth of free medical. You know what? Spectacular. And how did he phrase it? "Fuck you, Oprah. I am now the queen of daytime talk." Well, maybe. Some people might still think it's Ellen DeGeneres. Unless your name is T.T. Pierce. Yeah, I'm bringing her up. Last week, Ellen DeGeneres kind of made fun of T.T., spelled T-I-T-I, and turned it into a breast joke. Because, well, seriously, that's how it's spelled. Anyway, T.T. is now suing Ellen DeGeneres because she was humiliated, had her name mispronounced, and Ellen showed one of T.T.'s real estate signs, which still had her phone number on it. Guess who's been getting embarrassing phone calls from across the country? That would be T.T. And Ellen, okay, Ellen's not going to lose that much money over it, but at least an apology would seem to be in order. And while we're on the subject of apologies, How about what happened at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., which is essentially an enormous fountain? There have been a big to-do about it because people like to go wading in this fountain, even though it says specifically, hey, don't go wading here, signs all over the place, and don't throw coins in the fountain either, because that's not what the fountain's for, which makes me wonder what the fountain is for. Now, on the one hand, I get the don't go wading and don't throw coins in thing. I'm with that entirely. If you don't want people to do that, fine. I'm going to throw another question out, though, because that's what I do. Is a fountain the best way to honor our World War II vets? The reason I ask that is most of them grew up during the Great Depression, and they learned things like how not to be wasteful. And you're honoring them with a fountain that, let's be honest, wastes water. I'm with you on the don't deface it thing, but is that the best thing to honor them with? Something that, even on its face, is rather wasteful? I'm just asking. Let me know what you think about this. Contact me through the website, thefwatshow.com. There's buttons for email and Twitter and Facebook. Contact me through any of them. I'll answer any question you throw at me. Yes, I take criticism well. I'm used to it. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. There's buttons for both of those on the page. And don't forget to tell your friends about the show so I can get their opinions on stuff too. And because it's the end of the show, I'm going to leave you with this. I want you to remember to ask your doctor if medical advice from a television commercial is right for you. Happy Ramadan, everybody. I'll see you on Friday.